This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Studios live from Radio Row in New Orleans. You're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, it's hour number three here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Our next guest is joining us ahead of what is going to be a historic couple summers for soccer in the United States and North America. This guy won the World Cup with Germany in 2014, scoring against Brazil in the final. He won the UEFA Champions League with Real Madrid that same year. Countless other trophies in Spain and Germany and Italy. And he joins us to promote the World Cup in the FIFA Club World Cup, which is this summer. Sammy Khedira here with you on 105.3 The Fan. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you, sir. How the heck are you?
Thanks for having me.
Man,
big pleasure.
It's tremendous to have. So what's it like to play against Brazil in the final in Brazil and score against them? Man, that's incredible.
Well, you mean like the semifinal was like, yeah, maybe one of the most recognized games ever in the history of football.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, you play against the host country. And like if you see the national anthem and everybody like was like super emotional and we thought like, okay, that would be super tough, but we never expected to beat them like 7-1. So one of the best games I think we as Germany and myself played ever.
What was the reaction like inside that stadium? I mean, I imagine you guys had plenty of your fans that had traveled, but I mean, that's the lifeblood of Brazil is that sport. It must have been devastating for them.
I think like at the end, they respected us because we are not playing with them. So we took it really serious till the end, till the 90th minutes, and well, you can play with them, you know, like nutmeg them or try to nutmeg them, but we,
yeah.
But it was 5-0 for the halftime, and our coach told us in halftime, listen, take it serious, respect the country, respect the people, respect the opponents, and we did it. So that's why we got the love on a different way back from the Brazilian guy, especially our supporters, our families was on the stand. So, and we asked them and they said, like, we'll never be afraid that the Brazilian's getting aggressive because our behavior on the pitch.
Yes, that's very impressive. Sammy Khedira here with you on The Fan now. Of course, here in America, in the States, we're all aspiring to that level of football that you guys have played both at Real Madrid and Germany. What could the U.S. learn from how you guys develop players?
That's a long story, but I think it's like the ecosystem. So in especially in Europe, everybody is free to play football and to be coached and to join a club. And I think the grassroots and here, how do I understand? You have to pay for it and it's super expensive. And in my point of view, sports in general and also soccer or football has to be like free. And that's the point. And now the academies, they do understand that they have to educate and to train them for free or took the money from other but not from the families. But it's here, it's a business. In Europe, it's like a privilege that you can play everywhere.
So the cost is taken care of by the clubs, by the big professional clubs that are working to try to develop talent?
100%. And let's say in Europe, you have like professional structure where like kids get hired and can join a professional training camp. So right. In the U.S. you have to pay for it, and not everybody has the money to pay for professional coaches, yeah, or training system. So that's I think that's the main difference between Germany or Europe and the U.S.
Sammy, this, we always talk about American football, how tough-minded your team needs to be. What makes the German side so tough? And it's when you watch your style, and it's physical and it's grinding, and it's beautiful to watch just because of the physicality that you guys play with and the skill. What makes you guys so tough? And because we're trying to always find that in American football. What, you know, our team needs to be tough. They need to be mentally tough. What makes you guys so tough?
I think it's a kind of education what we learned from a young age on.
Sure.
And as you can see, maybe a bit of history, that Germany lost that a bit in the last year. So we went out two times in the World Cup, right, in Russia and in Qatar, in the group stage, and that's right. it's a disaster from the German from the German side. But on the other hand, yeah, we got teach that we have to stay strong, that we have to behave well, that we have to go over setbacks. I think it's a kind of education. That's why we are maybe mentally that strong.
I just watching this guy, watching him play, you're like, gosh, they're going to beat us up today.
So organized, so skilled. Yeah. It's really an incredible program. How far is our program from that? We're starting to get some players in Europe, at least. I think that's progress, right? We're heading in the right direction.
And I think the way that you started a few years ago, it pays off right now, or hopefully for you guys next year in the World Cup. But as you can see, you have a lot of young, talented players playing week by week on a really highest level. So especially in the Serie A, you have with AC Milan, with the Juventus Turin, McKenney, Weah, Musa, Pulisic. Yeah. So a lot of talented, strong players. And I think that's the key, that you have to compete day by day, week by week, with the best players and the best competition, and then you can bring it back to your national team, to your country.
Is Sammy Kadira here with you on the fan? It's
Kadira!
Yes. Amazing. Is Pulisic our best player ever?
I guess so. So he has right now, he has a really good moment, especially with AC Milan. He feels home, he feels happy. So what I can see, he's your best player, yeah.
Yeah. So who was your favorite midfield partner?
Oof. Wow, you're primarily.
You had a who's
difficulty.
Who?
Yeah,
you had a lot of talent.
So it depends. So I played with Mesut Ozil. So he is a genius. I played with Toni Kroos. I played with Schweinsteiger, but also maybe I could say Xabi Alonso, because he is also number six. I played next to him when I moved in a young age to Real Madrid, and what I learned from him is such amazing, because he was not that quick, fast, strong, but he was so intelligent in his passing. So maybe Xabi Alonso.
So, and he's taken that intellect now to coaching and done a heck of a job. Did you see that in him at a young age?
As you can see, he's like in the second part of his career, he's doing an amazing job. He won the league, the German Football League, with Leverkusen unbeaten, the first time ever in history.
Yeah.
So and he's always stay humble. So that's why I really love him. Because he's a genius, he understands the game, how to teach, but he always stay humble, and he behaves well, so that's why maybe Xabi Alonso is doing a great job.
Take us inside El Clasico. You're in the tunnel, you're getting ready, you can hear the fans. Is that the most intense energy that you feel pregame in your career, or?
100%, like especially back in the days. Now the Clasico is a bit different, but back in the days, for everybody who's not following that much soccer or like the Clásicos around it against Barcelona, but it was the rival between Barcelona and Madrid, but also Lionel Messi against Cristiano Ronaldo, Pep Guardiola against Jose Mourinho. So the whole week, the whole city, the whole country was just speaking about that game. So it was so intense. And especially before the game, if you are like going out on the pitch, you see like Busquets, you see Puyol, so it was like so intense, and one of the best games, or one of the best Clásicos I ever played.
Where do you lean in the Ronaldo-Messi debate?
It's so fun, guys, because I had a few other interviews, and it's always about who's the GOAT.
Right.
I think like you have the same in the NFL, right?
With, right.
Now,
Mahomes,
Brady.
So I think it's like an endless discussion. So I'm Team Ronaldo. I'm Team Cristiano, because I played with him for 7 years. I know how much effort he put into this. So I'm going with Cristiano, but also with all the respect of Messi. Yeah.
Did you help bring Ronaldo to Juventus?
No. It was not me, but at the end I was super happy that he was joining us.
Yeah, I mean, you guys won the league, what, 3 years in a row? Four out of five?
Like Juventus, 10 years.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I noticed you did leave Messi out of your top five midfielders of all time. Is that because you see him as a striker more, or is it the Barcelona thing?
I have to choose because, yeah. What is, I don't know, Maradona's telling me or Ronaldinho. So, no, Messi is, we put him as a striker.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Your number one was Zidane, though. Can you walk us through that sort of thinking?
Yeah, Sisu, it makes the game look so easy. Mm. So, and that's, I was impressed. And I was like a young kid. I watched the FIFA World Cup in 98 in France. So he was like scoring two goals in the final. And then he impressed me a lot with Real Madrid, with the France national team. So he was my idol. And that's why he inspired me to become a professional soccer player. So that's why I put Zizou as a number one.
It's Sami Khedira here with you on 105 Through the Fan. So we have the FIFA World Cup next summer, 2026. This summer, it's the FIFA Club World Cup. What can you tell us about this tournament and what fans are in for if they get a ticket?
So, well, that's the first time ever that the Club World Cup will play and host here in the U.S. I think it's really special. So you have, like, quite easy to explain 32 teams. It's global, Europe, Africa, Asian teams, South America, North America. We have Inter Miami with Messi. We have the Seattle Sounders. So everybody's involved. And, they're playing for 4 weeks, a really intense, high-quality football. The best players are coming and the best clubs coming to the U.S. And at the end, we have the best club ever who played this tournament. So, but what I can say is what makes it special, even the World Cup, also the Club World Cup, it's the audience. It's like the fans who are joining, going on the streets, going to the fan festival and going to the stadium and support their teams and support the game. And I think that makes it really special because football or soccer without fans, it's super boring. So come and join the great teams, Haaland, Mbappe.
Yeah.
A lot of great players are coming to this beautiful country.
Can't wait.
Sami, are we asking too much of you as players? Are we asking too much of the matches, the schedule, the tournaments? Are we asking too much of you're brilliant in the way you play. Are we asking too much of you to play that way every match?
That's like a big discussion what we have, especially on a top level.
Sure.
But what I can say is if it's FIFA or UEFA or whatever other organizations not trying to build a high competition level, then the clubs take it over and do like a marketing tour,
right,
as we did it in the past. So
exactly.
we went like 4 or 3 weeks through China to the US, what is amazing. But I prefer, instead of a marketing tour,
right,
to have like a high competition level. So and what we discuss, especially in Europe, it's about the break between the tournaments or between the competitions. I think that's the main factor. It's not about the games. It's not about the intensity. It's more about the break in between. So that's the main factor.
What's your favorite post-game beer of choice?
Other than Stella Artois.
Other than Stella, of course.
I'm not drinking alcohol. But seriously speaking, if I'm in a competition, I had like always water or like all this regeneration things. But I'm not drinking that much beer.
What would be the food you'd recommend if I went to Germany right now?
Food?
Yeah.
So you have to go for, the schnitzel.
Oh, I love your schnitzel.
Yeah, the schnitzels.
Come on
so
now.
So I just had it on Tuesday before I left Germany. So it's maybe an Austrian thing, but we Germans do it quite well. So the schnitzel is quite good.
There it is. What's a good goal for our MLS teams in this Club World Cup, Inter Miami and Seattle playing? Can they advance out of the group stage? I mean, how tough is it going to be with the Man City and Real Madrids and Juventus and everything?
Well, it's super tough, but especially I'm following the MLS a bit more right now. So, and what I can see, you have a lot of, like, Busquets, Suarez, Messi, they are quite good. And also the younger, even like American players, they improve a lot because of that three giants. So I do really believe that Inter Miami can go 100% through the group stage, but even like because they are still competitive and then it's a one game. So
yeah.
Why they cannot surprise like the giants from Europe.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you so much, Sammy. Best of luck to you. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the game. Man, have fun. Enjoy New Orleans.
I do. We do. Thanks for having me.
Thank
and
you.
Big pleasure. Thank
the
you so
legend.
Much.
Yeah. Sammy Kadira here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. That was my favorite. I know Emmett Smith was special for you, but I've been looking forward to this interview for a couple of weeks now, and that was just amazing. Thank you, Sammy. Okay, we're back with Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420 and more right here. It's the G-Bag Nation live on Radio Row, brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center, and we're back with more here in the G-Bag Nation.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Woolchuck and Schiafalo are on the Bounty broadcast perch up there, and they're going to be interviewing Kyle Van Noy and another Kyle Anderson. Coming up here in just a few minutes. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one are injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Yes, it's Kyle Hamilton and Kyle Van Noy with your nosebleed bros up there on the Bounty perch. Guys, take it away.
Yeah, we're just standing by right now. They're finishing up another radio hit right now, and then they're going to walk over to us. But Eric, this is kind of a dream come true. We get to be at the top of this Bounty set. Now, I do think Bounty, the House of Wingman that they've got over here, they're giving away free wings every day to everybody in the media.
Yep.
They're getting the best guests. Everybody gets to wear this House of Wingman jacket, which looks incredible. I think Bounty is dominating the Super Bowl Radio Row for the second year in a row.
Yeah, they've really created sort of a home field environment for themselves. I feel like they've planted the flag in a big way. They have a huge presence here, and they got the superstar beast. They had our guy Zach Martin.
Brandon Aubrey.
I mean, all sorts of current NFL player superstars, and I can't imagine how many wings a guy like Kyle Van Noy could put down on a Super Bowl Sunday.
That's a good question.
This is the same Kyle Van Noy that broke his face earlier this year.
And was back playing in what? How long? Did he play the next week?
He might have played literally the next week. He broke the orbital bone in his face. But, yeah, two Baltimore Raven Kyles. Their defensive coordinator is former North Texas great.
DeSoto legend as well, Zach Orr.
Zach Orr. So we'll have to touch on that a little bit. And the Ravens whooped our tail this year. Let's not forget that. They stormed into AT&T Stadium, and they slapped us around. So that's unfortunate, but these guys are going to be awesome. I'm excited to chat.
Well, and Kyle Hamilton's Notre Dame Fighting Irish is playing in the national championship game.
Yeah.
How pumped is he?
Yeah, he's
although they
be...
lost, should we just avoid that one? Should we scrub that?
It's still a huge. It's still an ultimate win.
Is that okay?
Yeah, you get to the championship game, you can feel good about that.
How much more of the Herodoro should we get into when we get back to the table?
Oh, the Emmett. Yeah, we still have the.
I don't. Somebody hid it from me.
Really? Because they knew that you would do the thing like you did at the Rangers.
No, that was a Brian Broaddus issue. That was not a me thing, okay? I think Brian's probably hogging it all for himself over there to the table.
No, I'm drinking all the Stella is what I'm
doing.
Yeah,
well, the Stella's been absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I'm drinking all the Stella. But, yeah, we were hopeful that we would get that repeat that time. Well, you start crying about you were going, I'm sorry, guys, I'm doing poor radio right now.
That was a one-time deal, Brian.
It was a lot of tequila, and I think that we can see that again maybe today.
Maybe if you're lucky. Now we just got the 1 minute. Now we've been told this like three different times.
yeah, we have.
So this is like the beautiful
behind the
scenes.
Are people looking
at
you guys right now? Like,
we're
who the hell are these
people?
Like
a couple. There's like four people standing with us, mm-hmm. and then on the other side is where the interview is taking place. But since this is not like a where we're not doing any zooming or there's no video aspect of it, they're going to bring them over here. So we're just doing an audio interview.
How cool was that, though, back in the 3 o'clock segment when Emmett Smith poured you guys a shot?
Oh, dude, it was amazing.
That was good tequila, by the way.
That was an all-time moment. I mean, that was as special as it gets. And then him and Walchuk got to share an off-air moment together because Walchuk wasn't sure if he kind of ruffled some feathers there with his initial Ashton Jeanty question. But Emmett was actually really thankful for the way you phrased it.
Yeah, so I saw online, you know, he was on Moose and Maggie. Who's just behind, or Maggie and Pirlof now, who have a set behind us. And then he was also with All City Dallas, and he's talking Jeanty, and the clips are basically phrasing it like he doesn't want Jeanty necessarily as a Cowboy. So he said, no, you teed me up perfectly for that, because that's exactly what happens. Your words get twisted, the clickbait happens. And I thought what he said made a lot of sense. It's not that he doesn't want Jeanty. If you're going to draft a player, do they have a plan for him? And I think that's a big question mark that we always have with the Cowboys. What's the vision? What's the plan? But the passion and the energy.
I've never seen him that fired up.
He is fired up.
He was fired up. He was fired up.
So sober as ever, right? I mean,
yep. I think it's the frustration around, you know, this team that we saw after the Packers game last year. Like, the energy from Emmett changed. And I think now he's, you know, just as frustrated as a lot of the fans are. And I hope he and Michael and Troy can continue to put that level of pressure on him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Our guys are coming over here right now. There
we got a Van Noy in the building. What's up, dude?
The face looks great, dude.
Look at this.
How are you, Kyle?
Mr. Hamilton.
Zach, good to meet you,
gosh,
bro.
Dang, that's a safety. That's a big-ass safety. Unbelievable.
Hey, how are you, Zach Wolchuk, 105.3 The Fan here in Dallas. So how the heck are you guys doing? Kyle Van Noy.
I'm doing pretty good. Bounty's treating us really well. Got my wingman Kyle Hamilton with me. We're doing great.
How are you doing? We're fantastic. We have been earlier. We do a segment called NFL News of the Day. Okay. One of them was you had the orbital fracture in the face, and we're like, okay, that sounds like it might be the worst NFL injury. But you came back immediately and played.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, but it worked. Right, it turned out to be one of my best at my best season that I've played personally. Fractured in three places, two and a half places, and it was not fun to deal with, but hey, we overcome.
You're the man. So how I mean, I can't even tell on your face right now. Yeah. I'd never know that you broke your face before.
You would have to look a little bit. My eyeball's a little sinking in on this side, but you need to stop looking, you know?
I can't tell.
Yeah, a little self-conscious, you know?
Most painful injury you ever had?
No.
What would be that?
That would be, I don't know, I've had a lot. I'll have to come back. Go to him first.
All right, let's go to Kyle Hamilton, the other Kyle in the building, one of the best safeties in all of football. How are you doing out here at the Super Bowl?
Doing well. How about y'all?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. We're happy for your Irish. Almost got it done, but that was exciting. In Lamar Jackson, potentially, maybe, teammate. Is he going to win the MVP tonight?
I think so. If I had a vote. I think it's him.
That would be your guy?
That would be my guy.
Well, you're so incredible at what you do, man. And at this size, I mean, are you 6'5"?
I'm probably closer to 6'5".
Unbelievable. 6'5" safety, do-it-all kind of dude. And we got a Super Bowl matchup right now with two teams you guys are very familiar with. Mm-hmm. The idea of tackling Saquon Barkley, is that the biggest challenge? Because Derrick Henry's on your team, so you don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Marlon after the game, Marlon Humphrey, and we were just talking about how he just has a different gear. Once he hits the hole and behind that O-line, you know, once they start rolling, it's good stuff to stop him. And, you know, once he hits the hole, he's kind of moving 4-2 in a 240-pound body. Like, it's tough to play against, but, you know, it doesn't surprise me he had 2,000 yards.
How grateful are you that you weren't the defender that he hit the hurdle spin move on?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that. You know, you're part of history.
Yeah.
Not the right side, but, you know, it's still he's one of one in this league, and it's pretty cool to watch him.
So one thing that wasn't cool for us to watch is you came into AT&T Stadium, kicked our Cowboys' asses. Yeah. That was pretty bitter. What are your memories from that game?
I remember the end of the game where it felt like it never ended, and we should have been out of that stadium a lot sooner, but somehow Dak was still slinging that rock and people were catching the ball, and it was like, what the hell's going on? Ended up being a close, crazy game at the end. And that just is a testament to Dak, right? He's never out of a game. He's always trying to win. He's always trying to do the most to bring his team back. And, you know, I was impressed by the way he handled it and the team. CeeDee Lamb, he's amazing football player. I think the sky's the limit for him. But for the team, I'm interested to see what they do with Micah. Are you going to pay him? What you going to do? Are they going to trade him like Luka did? You know, that would be kind of crazy.
Hey, that still hurts right now. Too soon.
So, sorry.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
Heartbreaking. I do. So you've got a couple connections to Dallas-Fort Worth on your defense. So Zach Orr, North Texas Mean Green, your defensive coordinator, also DeSoto legend, high school football player. What's it like this year? Zach Orr takes over as your DC. How has he been as a coach?
Yeah, just let everybody know from Dallas, he reps Dallas. Oh, my goodness. He bumps every Dallas rapper. He reps it every day. He is from Texas through and through. So shout out to everybody in Dallas for Zach Orr. He represents you guys in a great way.
I love it.
But him personally taking over, it's just – he has an infectious aura and slash, like, energy. That's what I want to say, energy. His energy is infectious. He comes in with the right mindset each and every day. He's hungry. He's young. He's willing to learn. He's willing to get better. And he's willing to build a relationship with his players. That's the one thing that's different between him and others. He's closer in age with the players than most coaches. So he's able to build a relationship, understand where players are coming from, and he's been a player. He's been an all-pro player, and people forget that. He's played all-pro level linebacker, so he knows the football part of it. So it's combining those together and continuing to get better and continuing to see how can I be better as a coach. When can I call this? When can't I call this? Where is that line of I can push players? I don't want to push them too far because I don't want to get them too pissed off, but he gets us pissed off enough to keep showing up and keep showing out for him.
Yeah, I mean, everything he just said. You know, he kind of went through the ringer this year. Everybody was calling for his head after the first few weeks. And as a young first-year DC, you know, it probably would be easy to just kind of crawl into a ball and not know what to do. But, you know, that's just not who he is. And I think that's a big reason why the Ravens wanted him as our DC. You know, he's resilient. Just everything that happened with his football career, I was cut short after all-pro season. Like, after going through stuff like that, you kind of change your perspective on life, and I think he's just grateful to be in the position that he's in. And you know, that gratefulness and that attitude is just, like you said, it's just infected everybody in the room, and that it's contagious, and you know, just bringing good vibes throughout the whole building.
Talking with two great Baltimore Raven defenders, Kyle Hamilton, Kyle Van Noy, sponsored by Bounty. You guys are wing dudes for sure. Both move, by the way, Van Noy wearing the white sweater and consuming some chicken wings. Respect to you on that. I would eat a bib. What's the best wing? What's the personal favorite Kyle Van Noy wing flavor? And are you drums or flats?
People want to argue drums or flats. I like both. I'm just kind of a bigger guy in itself, so I just like food. So it doesn't matter if it's a drum or a flat, it's in my belly. And I got to go with Parmesan and barbecue.
Okay, good call.
With ranch.
With ranch. Got to have
so
the ranch.
No blue cheese, anti-blue cheese?
Blue cheese is trash.
We got a hell. Oh, it's trash.
Buffalo, it's trash.
Hey, Kyle Hamilton, best wing?
All flat lemon peppers.
Oh, see, no ranch, okay, that's no great taste.
All right. You guys are beasts.
Wait, wait. You guys got to go, too. What's yours?
Yeah, I'm all flats. I'm a lemon pepper / buffalo sauce guy.
I'm with you. Drumstick or flat, I don't care. Get it in the belly, but I'm a hot.
Okay, hey, you guys are two great defenders, two great defensive coordinators in this Super Bowl. Steve Spagnuolo, Dick Fangio. Who are you more impressed by?
Dick Fangio, as you said, or Vic Fangio?
Oh, what did I say? Did I say Dick?
Dick Fangio, right?
I think he said Dick Fangio, huh?
Did you say Dick?
That was a mistake. I don't know.
He
what
was
happened.
Going so fast. It was
fire,
good.
I appreciate that.
You're killing this whole interview, by the way. That's tough. I'm going to go with Vic. Why not? Spags.
I think it's Dick.
I'm going to go with Vic. Why not? Go against Spags. Got to be different, right? Even though he's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, but the Raven bird is better than the Eagle bird, right? Like, in a bird off?
Yeah, they beat us, though, so they got it.
Yeah, they can go bleep themselves, though. Hamilton, Spags, or Fangio?
I think Spags has more rings. I'd probably just go with rings.
All about the championships. Yep. Kyle Hamilton, you're the man. Thanks
fellas.
So
we appreciate you.
Back
that
to
was
you,
awesome,
boys.
Guys. We got our first call out. It's Vic, not Dick. So what is that about? One of seven.
That's one of seven.
One of six.
He finally found
there.
Somebody.
A hell of a job by Wolchuk and Chiafalo up on the wings on Bounty Perch. Salute to the Kyles, Hamilton and Van Noy. A lot of Ravens guests today.
A lot of Ravens.
Todd Heap and Dennis Pitta. Yep. Last hour. We did ask him, by the way, about the situation with his daughter back in 2017 and how you move on from there. He actually thanked us for asking after the interview and asked that we send him the video clip of him sharing that because I guess nobody else was asking about that on Radio Row. But just some incredible moments. I mean, that was back there at 3:20. You had Emmett Smith on with us at 3 o'clock. And the fun continues with a 16-year NFL vet, one of the best fullbacks ever, Lorenzo Neal, joins us next in the Nation. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, an NFL legend sitting down with us once again as we're live on Radio Row. Our coverage brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. And even though this guy wore 41 in the pros, second great number 22 on the show today, jersey retired at Fresno State, number 22.
Bulldog, the Valley.
I feel good already. What'd you give me? What's in this?
Woo, Lorenzo Neal.
Got a live wire here. Lorenzo Neal, 16 seasons, three-time All-Pro, member of the 2000s All-NFL team. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, my God, legendary, man. This is great. You guys got me rolling already. I mean, I was dragging a little bit. My man over here to my right said, hey, pop this in your mouth and see what you feel like. The Zen, I'm watching all these guys on these shows.
Yeah.
Taking it. Trump's taking it. Hell, if he's taking it, hell, the orange man taking it. Let me take it. So
I'm excited to see where this takes you over the course of the next season.
Oh, absolutely. Circle back in 30. We'll see how you're feeling.
Hey, how about that coffee flavor, though? That's legit.
That coffee flavor is so good when it touches my lips. I mean, it was amazing. Have you had the coffee yet?
I have.
He was the one that discovered it.
Yeah. Oh, for the love of me. I'm feeling good right now.
It's got like a French vanilla. Thing to
what do you think over there, Brian?
I'm an old school Tic Tac guy.
Lorenzo, you're clearly a guy that knows how to have a good time. What's it like being drafted into New Orleans in the 90s? What was that like for a young man?
You know what? For a young man coming from Fresno, you have to realize, come from a town of Lemoore. We didn't have a stoplight growing up, no McDonald's. So you know what? It was it was really different. You know, I called my mama to come stay with me for a week because I was like, Mama, you got to come over here. I ain't seen all these brothers with all these trophy cases in their mouth. It was crazy. it was a really culture shock for me to come, you know, in a small town. You go more, it's like, dude, I think we had 1,200 kids at the school. That's a pretty big high school. It's like only maybe 7 or 8 brothers or, you know, black. So it's like, so it's crazy. And you go to a different place in New Orleans and the culture, you know, you come in, it's like, you know, I remember dating a girl here and she's like, hey, I was like, I'm a dater. And like, okay. I was like, you want to go to dinner? She goes, you want to go to dinner? Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah. So they answer the question first. I wasn't used to the culture, and I fell in love with it. I bought a house here, kept the house for like 10, 12 years in Kenner. So it was amazing being able to coach, play for Jim Mora, playing with the Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson.
Those guys.
Oh, my God. Sam Mills, Von Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
These guys would kick my butt at practice. But they made me tough. They made me the player that I was, the player I became because of what these guys put me through and how they helped me, how they mentored me. So I love my days with the Saints.
I mean, you got to be one of the toughest guys in the history of the league, right? To do what you did for 16 seasons. How'd that hold up?
You know what? I think the wrestling background. I was All-American in college, you know, ranked number 3 in the country.
Damn right, he was a wrestler. State.
You know it.
Oh, I was scout. I mean, I'm going to draft wrestlers.
Come on now.
All day.
Who's this guy? He woke up now. Okay.
No, you popped that Zen in.
You popped that Zen. I didn't even see it happen. Some of you.
I'm just listening. I'm listening to my man here talk about. He's from they're talking about Fresno, the Valley. Draft those guys. Those are tough kids from Fresno. You talk about wrestling background. That's why. That's it. That's scouting right there.
Yes.
That's the type of guy right there you want.
You're right. The wrestling background.
It helps.
It's just
a lot.
The one-on-one.
Yeah.
You get on a mat with someone and it's just you and a guy. I mean, you gotta realize my senior year I was 42-0 with 38 pins. You're lucky. Once some padlocks locked on you, man, I'm choking guys out, putting them to sleep. I'm used to wrestling cows and pigs. I was raised on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that one-on-one. You can't blame it on the quarterback. You can't blame it on offensive linemen. You can't blame it on anybody. It's just you and another man. So that wrestling mentality, offseason, I would come back to Fresno State and wrestle. I would get in a ring with Chuck Liddell and spar and wrestle with, you know, the Iceman, me and him from the, you know, wrestling college. And I had Paul Vaden as a light middleweight champion of the world sparring. Just I did everything. I wanted to make sure in the offseason that outworked. I mean, I got on the farm, bucking hay, you know, boom, getting the hooks and using it. It's just carrying submit. So those are some of the things you ask. How did I play that one? That's why. The attitude, the commitment to hard work, I think that kept me in the league so long.
You look like you're still doing some cement carries.
Well, hell, let's go do it!
I mean, you're still an absolute monster.
No, I try to stay active. You know, you turn 54 and And, you know, I'm still, you know, I'm trying to get in 200-300 push-ups a day. I'm still, you know, doing 20 one-arm push-ups. The big fella still can do it. You want me to jump down and do it right now?
Yeah, let's do
you doubt
let's
me?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, baby.
Lorenzo
I don't believe
Neal,
it. I don't believe
greatest,
it.
One of the greatest fullbacks of all time at 54 years old, cranking out one-arm push-ups like an absolute Rocky Balboa animal. Look at that.
Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know it was 20 in a row.
Whoa, look at – hey, that left pinky. Hey, what's going on with that left pinky right there, Lorenzo?
That thing, is that an injury or is that just
– oh, my damn.
Oh, he's got one
the
of
right ring
oh,
finger.
Oh, my
he's got a
goodness.
Stop-lock finger.
They get stuck in a helmet or what happened there?
I kept playing.
Oh.
Take that sucker back over. Let's go. Put
the
in the
toughness.
Game. What you guys give me? I'm all fired up.
So,
I'm
fired up on Mountain Dew. Lorenzo Neal with us here on The Fan. Okay, so the Cowboys just talked. Yeah.
Keep talking. I'm going to be reading over here.
That's you all right? We'll vamp for you.
And ask the Elizabeth, come get me. I'm going home.
Sanford and Son.
You played for the great Marty Schottenheimer. Cowboys just hired Brian Schottenheimer, his son.
His mic went up on the push-ups.
Yeah, no, he knows.
Oh, he's taking a little breath.
We're
he doesn't want to pull a Broadus and just heavy breathe into the mic.
That's what I do, yeah.
That's broadcast.
Like, something's going on.
That's professionalism right
there.
It is.
That is
a pro.
Mic.
That is a pro.
How was it playing for Marty? I don't know, were you around Brian at all when he was a kid? Do you have any info on Brian for us?
I don't. Why do you got to say when he was a kid? You act like I'm that damn old?
Well, he's just... No.
Brian's the same age. Same age as Brian.
Yeah, might be the same age as Brian.
He's like, I'm sorry. No, Brian, I love Brian. And you know, and Brian's a great guy. He was the DB coach, offensive coordinator. He's slash offensive coordinator with Cam Cameron.
Yeah.
So I've been knowing Brian for years. Brian was a coaching with the Chargers. Yeah. So Brian was a personal friend. Me and Jamie and him would go to dinner, his wife and her families. So Brian's a great guy. I think the Cowboys hired a man that is going to bring the team together. Mm. Marty had a leadership group, LT, Drew Brees. And the leadership group, he would meet with those guys and talk about what the team needs to do. Yeah. It's the reason why I went 14-2, 12-4. Marty Schottenheimer was a great coach. That's what the Cowboys got. They got a man that's going to bring that chemistry, that bond. Because you look at football now, guys are all over because of the fact you have college, now they're making money in college. They're playing not for the love of the game, for the love of the money. And I think Brian Schottenheimer, because his parents and who he is, I think the Dallas Cowboys got a good man if they can give this guy some time.
I love it. That's a good endorsement.
Why don't we have football in San Diego anymore?
Man, you tell me.
I'm just asking you, man. You're the guy that's a legend there, not me.
I was so disappointed when that happened. I mean, you think about the memories that we had. Dan Fouts, Chuck Muncy, Kellen Winslow, Charlie Joyner.
Yeah.
I love watching
Jack Murphy Stadium.
Jack Murphy, yes.
Gosh, come on,
this guy
man.
Needs a raise. And, and you just like to and the Spanos, trust me, they wanted to stay there.
Sure.
You Comic-Con may leave.
Yeah.
All these different things because you wouldn't – and here's the deal. Americans are taxed enough, and I get it. But it was going to be a hotel tax. So when outer towners come to town, that's how they're going to do it. And you get these politicians – and they draw their line in the sand, and they destroy communities. They destroy it because of greed and because of pride. And I hate that the Chargers, that they're always going to be the stepchild in L.A. It's the Rams. No matter what happens. So it's bad. I understand it's a business move, but I'm glad that I get to cover the team, believe in the Chargers, believe everything Chargers. I work with Matt Money Smith, who's great, who's the voice of the Chargers. So I love it. I mean, they say it's the L.A. Ravens or the L.A. Ravens because of the fact you took the GM, took all the guys that were on the Ravens, and so you got the Harbaugh. So he's done a great job. He went 5 games the year before he gets there and now turns around, wins 11 games, gets them in the playoffs. And they did it without his guys, without a true number one receiver. Of course, McConkey came into his own.
Oh, yeah.
But you had Keenan, and you didn't have a tight end, a great pass-catching tight end. So you look what they did. You played with running backs that are coming off major injuries and still won 11 games. Pretty incredible. Yeah.
How's that Zen treating you?
it's treating me good, and I caught and I recovered all right. I was trying to take my time to breathe. You know, I think I did over 20.
It's good for performance, man. Baker Mayfield does it during the games.
You know what? I used to chew a little Redman back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, I stopped chewing probably like 10 years ago. About 10, 15 years ago. I just chewed Redman. I never did the tough stuff because I wanted to try to live a little longer, but. So I'd get that red man and get on my tractor, my old John Deere tractor, and drive around in a circle, all clockwise, you know. But it's doing good for me. I like it. It's not too strong. I don't feel too queasy, and so I don't feel queasy at all. But I've had the spins before. Trust me, when you said get the spins and you grabbed the trash can, I'm like, oh,
I did,
just in case.
So yeah. What can you tell us about? What are you promoting, or you know who's bringing you here?
Well, you know, I was brought here by Belief. They brought me here, dude. Today we had it was me and we had Andre, you know, Reed, you know, great guy, Hall of Famer, and then great safety for the Steelers. See, I don't know if the Zen's making me forget names. I got CT's kicking in. What's a great played cornerback, played safety, Rod Woodson. Yeah, Woodson. So him, Joey Portis, we all was on the tone, and with Marcus Allen, mm-hmm. all just together. Yeah. It just that's having. Awesome. Just
so they brought all the tough guys together in one group.
Yeah,
I
was able to grab those guys.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, all the tough guys. Awesome. That's all tough.
Yeah,
players.
And it was just so. Belief brought me in, and I'm happy to be here to be able to talk sports and. Be able to talk to you guys, but Belief done. It's doing amazing because it's getting ex players and the teams they played for, and they're able to have a podcast and be able to talk sports and tell the listeners what it's like to be in that locker room to play for that team. And so it's really, really awesome. So I really, really enjoy it. So I love it. I love what football was able to do for me and what I was able to do for the game. If I didn't protect that game and didn't work out and do the things that I did, it wouldn't have taken care of me. So you don't own your brand, people do. So it was just been really, really amazing to be able to, you know, last that long and be able to play a game. And looking forward to seeing a great Super Bowl this Sunday.
Yes, sir. Cannot wait. It's Belief, BLEAV, for folks that want to check into that. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your time here in your town.
Thank you so much. Woo! I'm fired up.
Woo! There he goes. Lorenzo Neal, NFL legend, 16 seasons, member of the All-NFL 2000s team. We're back. Maybe some football's finest. Paige VanZant, MMA, joins us next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan.